me brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to your show. We got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Yes, we are. Let me tell you something, folks. You got to call in tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll say it again, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. Before we get started, I'll say it again. Let me introduce you to the players tonight. We got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean my better half, co-host Lynn Golder. Lynn, you're there.
I'm here. Hope everybody had a nice Easter and a nice Passover, and welcome back. And we're happy to have you on the April 24th edition of You Got It, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You know, I think I pushed the button by mistake. That's why we weren't on the radio. I think it was my fault.
Uh-oh.
I think it was my fault, folks. Well, what can you say? When you're blind, you can't see the difference between a red button and a blue button and a green button. But anyway, let me introduce my other co-host tonight. Oh, yeah. The famous musician. That's right. Well, I'm telling you, he is so, well, I'm telling you, when it comes to reggae, he knows his stuff. Mr. Co-host, David Hillebrand. David.
Hello, hello, it's me. Good evening, everybody. It's good to be back. It's hard to believe it's been a month. Has it been a month?
It's been a month.
And you are loud and clear.
And you're loud and clear.
Right here on our
Wow. Stage. Yeah, you guys sound good, too. And hello to everyone.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Thanks.
And in the studios in Orlando, we have the one, the only, the producer with the, what can I tell you about him that we haven't said many times over and over and over again. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, 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 Optimus Prime is in the building. What's going down in the town? I'm forgetting something.
What
I'm forgetting something.
Down
I'm
down.
Missing something. Headphones. That's what I'm missing. Okay.
Did you have a nice Easter, Chris? On your day off?
Well, yeah, it was nice. It was great. I really had a fantastic time. What about you?
We had a nice, relaxing day.
Yeah.
I think my daughters were more excited just as the mere fact that I was at home. They're like, "Daddy, you stay at home?"
A rare occasion, right?
That
you can't
part.
Believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you had a good day.
Well, then.
Yeah. Oh, we have some shout-outs.
I think we've got some shout-outs.
We do. Okay.
I'll let you go first.
Oh, then I'll just skip what I wrote. Why don't you do yours?
All right. Do mine?
Yeah, because mine are the same as yours.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. I got two shout-outs I got to say.
I have a few after you.
First of all, I got to give my shout-outs. That's right. For the people that take care of me, you know, every day, Monday through Friday, I go for 2 hours. Well, actually 3 hours, but 2 hours I'm in the chamber.
Hyperbaric chamber.
That's. You don't know what that is. It's an experience, folks. Yeah, you're in this. People who are claustrophobic wouldn't like it. Lynn can't deal with it. But anyway, my two people that take care of me, Mary Lynn, if you're listening, hope you like today's show. Mary Lynn from Tavares, Florida. And also Nick. Those are the two people that take care of me every day.
Nick Mary sits outside the chamber, right?
And Mary Lynn, yeah. Well, there's always somebody. Before you go in, they take your blood pressure. They take your blood. They take your
sugar.
Your sugar. They look at your ears. They check everything, your blood pressure, and
that's
they do everything.
Serious stuff.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of going diving 33 feet below the
water. Yeah. And then when you come out of the chamber, they open it up. By the way, you're totally enclosed. When you come out, they do the same thing. Check your blood again, blood pressure, the ears, the whole nine, temperature, the whole nine yards. Anyway,
thank you.
There's always a doctor nearby.
Thank you to Mary.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Take good care of me. And thanks for Nick taking good care of me. And now it's your
right. I have a few shout outs. I'd like to say hi to Mark Schechter out there in Facebook land, and Darian Darst, who is now in Gainesville. She used to be in Orlando, and also Dylan Wilkinson. So those are some people that are
how about you
following
get?
On
do you have any David?
David? Yeah.
David, do you have any David? Shout
oh, out? You know I've always got some shout outs. Let's see. Well, I'd be in big trouble if I didn't say a shout out to my lovely wife, Brenda, and to our good friends, the Lake family, who are listening, I believe, in Porto, Portugal this evening. They're over visiting their grandkids. So they're over in Portugal right now. And we're an international show, you know, so people can listen to us from all over the place. So hello to them and my good friend Neville French. And that's it for now. But I've got some more probably.
Hey, Chris Shaw, do you have any shout outs?
Yes, I got a shout out to you, and definitely to you. Thank you for all that you do.
Me?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
Wow.
That was a great song, You.
I forgot to mention, Michael, yes, that Dylan is from Philly, so I was hoping to surprise you, but I don't know if he'll call in or not, but maybe he will.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
he's a
younger
fella.
Philly.
He's a younger
Philly.
Fellow.
Okay, yeah. Well, he belongs to the Eagles, and I have to ask where he gets his cheesesteaks at.
Yeah, I told him that you would probably ask him that, so hopefully he'll call in and say hi. Why don't you give the number again, you guys?
The phone number, in case you forgot it already, it's 407-894-1680. I'll say it again nice and slow. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and say hello, more than welcome. And folks, for those folks that are tuning in for the first time, don't even know what they're listening to, say, what is this I'm listening to? Well, let me just say this point to you. We say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So if you're visually impaired or you're blind or if you're sighted, we welcome everyone to the show. And you're more than welcome to call on. You can call in if you're visually impaired, blind, or sighted. We accept everybody. That's right. Don't make a difference. Love to hear. And if you're in the car driving, just pull over. Call in, 407-894-1680. Don't forget, this is a live radio show. By the way, if you don't know, it's the only one of its kind. That's right. The only live variety show for the visually impaired and blind and the sighted community. That's right. Because we want to teach the sighted community about the blind community. That's right. Because too many people do not know that are sighted about the visually impaired and blind. They have no clue, and we're trying to teach them. We're trying to teach the sighted people, because when I was sighted, truthfully, I didn't know a blind person. And we wanted to be able to teach the sighted people about the blind, because there's too many people who do not understand what we, the blind people, my brothers and sisters who are blind, can do. And we're not just about what they think about selling pencils and newspapers on some airport or something, because we can do a lot. As far as I know, a lot of my friends can do everything but drive a car. And a lot of my sighted people shouldn't be driving either, because they should be off the road.
That's probably true.
So
we're going to
go to break already.
Listen, I got Mike from Aventura on the phone line.
Okay.
He wanted to say hi real quick. Is that all right? Do we got a few seconds?
Okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Mike from Aventura. Mike, how you doing?
Hi. Fine.
Mike just gave us some news. Mike just told me he got caught. He got the COVID.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got the COVID yesterday. I found out yesterday it was a COVID. And but believe it or not, I'm feeling okay. I still have a cold. And a little sore throat, but I'm doing okay. And I have.
That's because you got the shots, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're feeling. That's like my brother and sister-in-law. Both of them got sick, but because they got the shots and the booster shots, like you said, you only got the cold and cough, and you're feeling okay. You're not in the hospital because most people who got the shots and the booster shots just get a cold. Nothing serious, thank God.
Right.
We appreciate you calling in.
You feel better.
And we definitely hope you feel better.
Oh,
do what the doctor says, though, Mike.
I appreciate that.
Take care.
Okay.
Enjoy the show.
Okay.
Enjoy the show and feel better.
Feel better.
Okay, we're going to go to break?
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. Right back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you missed any part of this show or any show in the past 7 years, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And that's the whole story, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn, you're up, Lynn.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our first guest for the evening. We'd like to welcome Luke Simioner. And Luke, if you didn't listen to the first visit when he was on, Luke is the founder and CEO at Clusive Inc. in Austin, Texas. Welcome, Luke. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure as well. So we understand your organization is for the blind and by the blind. Is that correct?
That is correct. Clusive is now, as of last week in our newest hire, we're now over 70% blind, visually impaired employees.
Wow. Tell us how you got involved in that, Luke. How this all started.
Yeah, so my very first software engineering job, you know, I was in the Army first, worked a bunch of jobs, got into software eventually, and that first job, they came under Title III litigation, so ADA non-compliance of their digital applications, and this company was going to pay a consulting firm a ton of money, it was going to take a long time to fix it, and I said, well, you know, my stepdad's blind, and what if we, you know, contracted him, I'll sit him next to me, and where he finds a break in the app, I'll implement a fix in the code. And they gave me the opportunity. They said, that sounds like a better option than what we've got going. And in about 7 working days, my stepdad and I mitigated that lawsuit, you know, saved the company millions of dollars in reputational costs. They didn't have to settle. we just fixed the app and showed that it was fixed. And that kind of, you know, it made me realize the depth of the problem, because my stepdad and my mom married when I was older. So I didn't really know him all that well, but as he told me what his experience was like losing his vision later in life and, you know, the resources and the way things work in America, I realized that it's pretty crazy that, in general, this huge, huge population is relegated to menial labor for menial wages. And that's when I decided I was going to go to bat and remove the barriers between the modern workforce and the blind, visually impaired population. And inclusive is how it finally manifested, I guess.
So what you do is go to corporations and you basically get blind folks jobs with these corporations, and you teach them as far as how to use the computers and everything to do with the computers.
Almost. What we do is, so we built an e-learning platform. It's an accessible e-learning platform built by our blind, visually impaired engineers and tested all across the country by now. What we do is we sell that to state agencies. So if a blind, visually impaired person is working with vocational rehab, all they have to do is request Clusive training, or say they want to train with Clusive, and they'll go through the professional skills course, which is all the basics that you need to get into a remote job, digital meeting platforms, email platforms, so on and so forth, and even parts of the interview process. Then we also have vocation-specific training. So whether that's being an accessibility engineer, doing QA on accessibility, IT help desk, sales, customer success, and we're always expanding those training courses. That's what Clusive does. We also do build up, so that's all done on like training through a state agency side. But we also build up partnerships and relationships with big leading tech companies so that we can directly place some of our graduates there.
You work with the states?
Correct, correct.
Okay.
That way, none of our training costs anything to the blind, visually impaired students.
David, do you have any questions for Luke?
Well, I have one kind of a question slash comment, and that's the fact that all the training, if I'm understanding correctly, is all online. So you don't have to actually go into an office or whatever if you're not, you know, especially being blind and being transportationally disadvantaged. All the training you can take part in from your house. Is that right?
Correct. It is all remote and self-paced. So you know, ideally you set a targeted goal for how many hours a week you want to put into it with your counselor. But outside of that, you do it at your own time and on your own pace.
So right now, this is Michael, right now you're looking for, shall we say, folks that are visually impaired and blind to use your service.
Correct, correct. We want, we're looking to increase the awareness. Anybody that wants to enter the modern workforce or get a remote job, Clusive training is the first of its kind, and the best way to access it is asking their vocational rehab counselor or whoever they're working with to get a hold of it. It's pretty easy to do so.
You know, so if you're looking for a job, you got that, folks? Listen to what he's saying. If you're looking for a job and you need a little help with your computer skills, this is a gentleman that you want to go to that can help you with your skills. Did I say that right, Luke?
That is correct.
You know, Luke and Michael and David, I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, Luke, we never had anybody like you on in all the years we're on the air, that we're actually presenting this amazing opportunity to our listeners. They want to go back to work, but are afraid to go back to work because maybe they think they don't have the skills. Yeah. And the agencies have all been there, but nobody's ever said,
we'll teach you.
Yeah.
Well, Luke, I've got a quick question for you, if I may. It kind of expanding on what Lynn was talking about. Is it possible to take classes? Of course, I know you need to go through your state agency, but is it possible to take specific classes? Let's say I'm not very good at Excel and or some certain Microsoft programs. Is it possible to get tutoring or learning just those specific programs?
Down the road, we will have those broken out into specifics, but right now it's all in the professional skills course. So Excel and Google Sheets are a part of that, for example.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, you need all these things anyway, but I was just, I was just curious. But that, no, that's great. I mean, if I was going to, I would go for all of it anyway, because you're going to need to want to be able to do, you know, PowerPoint and whatever else as well. So,
and also for the folks that are computer persons that do know how to use a computer somewhat, you still don't know everything that the employer wants you to learn or wants you to do. He'll teach you what the employer wants you to learn, because you may know 90% of what you know as far as the computer, but you don't know what the employer wants you to do. Is that correct? Oh, I'm saying that wrong.
No, that's very true. I mean, a lot of people who haven't had, I guess your as you'd put it, typical employment experiences, perhaps, right? They've been working in a center specifically for blind, visually impaired people, or a warehouse job or something like that. You know, digital meeting etiquette is just as important as learning how to use Zoom. And so there's big pieces like that. And to speak to that, most of the people we've hired are graduates of our program. So there's that.
See, and here, folks, and it doesn't cost you any money. Got that? No money. There's no charge. No charge to you.
And just one other point, Luke, a lot of times, you know, someone may have been sighted, and you know, they might have lose their vision later in life. So let's say they're good at a computer back in 2015, but obviously the office work has changed a lot since then. And so you guys keep pretty up to date, I would imagine, with all the different updates and program changes and whatnot.
Yes, we update pretty often. Specifically when it changes the way that the JAWS pathway interacts with it, if you will.
David?
Yeah.
Help me clarify this a little bit. What I said before, like the agencies themselves, they do have training. I mean, we, you know, one of our main sponsors, they have training. I just wanted to clarify that. But don't you agree that this is more broad? This covers all the skills.
He's not just teaching them about the skills. He's teaching them about what the company wants them to learn.
The specific company.
Right. So if you know, as I said, A to G about the computer, and that, let's just say the organization that you're going to, they're teaching you about how to use a computer. He's not just teaching about how to use a computer.
Right. Not just the skills.
He's teaching you about what the employer wants.
That's
the issue. That's what he's going after.
Plus, this is a little bit different, too, as far as the state agency, like Division of Blind Services. They some people just are not up for going to face-to-face. So this is an option that some places simply would not offer. And I think that's the big key, that they, you know, you can do all this from home. I think it's awesome, Luke. And
I think that's the big thing that we try to push, is it's not to say that states have done a bad job. It's that I think that state agencies have done the best that they can with the tools they've had. And, you know, we're a tool on both sides of the coin. Make the counselors' lives easier and the blind, visually impaired clients' lives much better, as they can regain agency and get jobs that make the, you know, enable them to create the American dream for themselves.
The phone I'm going to call in, if you'd like to ask Luke any questions, is 407-894-1680. If you want to ask Luke any questions, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Don't forget, folks, this is all no charge to you. So it doesn't cost you a penny. Got that? So Luke was going to teach you what each state.
The big differentiation I wanted to draw was that we are the first for-profit company that's come into the space, which a lot of people might be curious about. You know, all these nonprofit agencies have created things left and right, and they've kind of gotten us where we are, where we have a huge unemployment rate and an average salary that's nowhere near where it should be. And that's really where Clusive comes and asks for support, is give it a try. You know, we're the first people that have the ability to innovate and grow and create, really catch this sector of technology up to where it should be. And so that's a big difference with us.
Most people are afraid to pick up the phone and call because they're afraid. That's the first.
No need to be afraid.
Well, that's the first thing. If they're positive, like I always talk on the radio show, if you're positive, not negative, pick up the phone and call. Let's give out the phone number to you if they want to call you, Luke, and discuss anything with you.
Yeah, we can do that. It's 402-350-2259, and you can email me and the team at founders@clusive.io. So founders at clusive, clusive.io.
Mike Lynn.
Let's do that again. Phone number again.
Oh, wait, we have a caller.
Wait 1 second. The caller can wait 1 second. Say the phone number again, Luke.
Okay, the phone number is 402-350-2259.
And it's on our webpage.
And it's on our webpage. If you go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and look up Inclusive.
Inclusive.
Okay, we have a caller calling in. Who's the caller? Where they're calling from?
That's right. It's part of the dynamic duo calling all the way from Canada, the one and only our good friend, Miss Canadian Sunshine. How you doing, Canadian Sunshine?
Doing really good. How y'all doing today?
Hi.
Good evening.
Hey. I've got a question for Luke. I know that this program isn't available for people in Canada as it's American-based. Would you know of a Canadian counterpart who would do the same thing?
We would. I mean, we're American-based, but we're working with RNIB in London right now to try to get implemented over there. So if you would care to send me an email, we can see what we can get organized there in Canada.
Oh, listen to that. Well, let's try to get your job in Canada. Wow.
Cool. This is Terry, right?
Terry.
Yes, I've got lots of skills. I'm really interested in working. I've been looking for work for years. Ready to work, able to work, just can't get work.
Well, how about Terry writes to us and we'll forward.
Terry, write to us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll get
you
in touch with
you.
Yep. And
if you don't remember,
you
just ask Christine. Christine knows our email.
Yep.
thank you, guys. Miss Canadian Sunshine.
Miss Canadian Sunshine. That's horrible. Thanks
it
for calling.
Is
thanks for calling the Canadian Sunshine.
Yeah, I'll be the Canadian Sunshine, sure.
That's always good. Thanks, Carrie.
Listen.
Anytime.
Thank you, Carrie. We got another caller calling all the way from the top of Florida. Our good friend, the one and only Jason from Pensacola. Jason, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hi, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Jason from Pensacola, Florida.
Hi there. Yes, thanks. Yeah, I was calling.
You have a question, Jason?
Yes, kind of job I was thinking of getting, I was wondering if you guys do training on, is to be a Braille transcriber, or what I need for that?
I don't know. To be a Braille transcriber, meaning like from watching what does that job do? I'm unfamiliar with the position, I guess.
Well,
taking
like to be a Braille transcriber, I need to know how to get the certification or what kind of equipment. I know I have a Braille embosser and I have a computer. What else is required? I have one.
Let me step in and help you out, if I may. This is Dave, and I think the Hadley School for the Blind has some classes regarding transcription, because now, of course, they've got with the new universal Braille, there's quite a bit of new stuff that they teach in those classes. So that's a good place to start, I think.
We don't have anything on Braille transcription yet. Most of the coursework that we're focused on is getting into a position with a big tech company or even a small tech company, but jobs that can be done remotely and that are part of the tech ecosystem is mainly our focus for now. In the future, though, we look to expand out.
But you might want to check out the Hadley School there, my friend, and we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thank you. I'll check it out. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. We
keep
went
in
around.
Touch.
Okay.
Thank you, Luke, for joining
Luke,
us.
Luke, thank you very much for joining us tonight. And would you give out the
thank
phone
you.
Number again to get a hold of you and, again, your email address?
Yeah, I think the best way, because the phone here looks like it's already going to get overloaded, the best way to do this is to reach out at founders@clusive.io. So founders@clusive.io. blindandbeyondradioshow.io.
Nice and easy.
Or you can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll get you in touch with Luke.
Wonderful.
Luke, thank you, man.
Looking forward to next time we speak.
Absolutely.
Of course. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Luke.
Continue to say.
Alrighty.
Very interesting.
Yeah, okay, that was a lot. That was a lot because I got the phone line blowing up. So before we go off one more time, Mike, how can everybody get in contact? Email you or email Luke. Which email, or just give another email source that everybody can hear again? Because I was on the phone line when somebody else called in.
Well, he said foundersexclusive.io, but I think the easiest thing to do is to write to us, and I'll give them the
easiest thing. Just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right away.
Anybody calling in, just tell them, write Michael. It's a lot easier. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and then we'll get in touch.
And I can always forward the email right to Luke.
Yeah, we'll forward the email right to Luke.
It's all who you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're going to have a break.
And Chris, would you make a note for me, please, who the people are that are on the line, and so I can make sure that they don't fall through the cracks.
Right.
Roger that.
That hurts.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to go to
break. I hate it when I fall through the crack.
Yeah. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online
at lighthousecfl.org. We want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do it, 407-894-1680. And don't forget, folks. Don't forget. What?
What?
I'm going to tell you. If you're visiting, I'm going to tell you right now. Don't forget. Remember this, if you're visiting a parent blind, make sure you use a cane. If you're not using a guide dog, use a cane. Because I'll tell you something. The other day, believe it or not, I was going to the supermarket. I always use my cane. I never leave home without it. And I went into the store, and I bumped into a person by mistake. And they said, excuse me to me. And they said, they're sorry. And I said, thank God I was using a cane because it was a woman. And I don't need any problems. And then 2 minutes later, I walked up to the deli counter. And I said, I'd like to order something. And I did. And they said to me, you're blind. I said, yes. How did you know? Because your cane, he said. I said, oh, thank you. I'm glad you noticed my cane. I'm glad you know what it is. He said, yeah. He said, did you ever hear of this guy who was on the radio? And he does something, he said. Yeah, I didn't get the whole thing, but he listens. And he tried to explain to me. I said, oh, wait a minute, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about a gentleman who's on our radio show named Brian. He said, I didn't get his name, but I heard about him. I said, well, it's something. Here you are sighted, working in a supermarket, and heard about somebody who in the blind community. That's pretty something.
Oh, he brought up about Brian Bushway.
Yeah, but he didn't know his name.
Yeah.
He didn't know his name. And he didn't know anything else. But always said he remembered something about this blind person.
Right.
I said, that's really nice. So let me tell you something, folks.
We'll have him back.
Just remember one thing. Those people who go outside that are vision impaired and blind and don't use a cane, you're making a big mistake. And for those folks who get embarrassed and say, oh, my God, I'm, you know, you have all this negative vibes on your own thoughts. I always say, be positive, be focused, and also be one thing, be proud. Now, I'm going to say this loud and clear. Yeah, I'm proud that I'm blind. I'm blind, that's the way it is, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not negative. I am proud. And I walk straight, and I use my cane. And if I bumped into you, I don't have to worry about them yelling, you know, all kinds of negative things because I bumped into a woman. The point is, I'm blind and I use my cane. David, you got any thoughts about that?
Well, and the thing is, you're proud of who you are. It's like, it's not that we're necessarily proud of being blind. It's, you know, being blind is part of who I am. Just like I've got blue eyes and brown hair, and being blind is one more aspect of
that's correct, David, of
who I am. And so you got to be proud of that. And there are a lot of people I've heard over the years that, let's say they're very low vision, and they don't want anyone to know. They'll do their best to hide it, and you're not doing yourself any favors. That's for sure. The fact that people know that you're blind. I went to a concert last night, a local concert, and I had my cane with me, and somebody had mentioned, I noticed you got a cane. Do you have vision issues? And I said, yeah, well, in a way, I'm blind, so I guess that would be an issue. So, you know, but they just had a million questions to ask, and I think they saw that I was up for answering them without getting upset, and they had a million questions. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, I go to the hospital every day, Monday through Friday, and they know when I go in the building, they know it's me, and they help me to the elevator, and they help me certain places in the hospital. I know pretty much the hallways now by heart.
Right.
But I'm still not good on elevators because I don't know Braille.
And just as well as they can know to help you. You know, a lot of people are happy to help. They just don't know how. And so we have to be assertive enough to be able to help them, to expedite them to be able to helping you, you know.
David, why don't you throw out your trivia?
Yeah, we're going to do trivia right now. We're going to do trivia time. Yeah, we're going to do trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. David, you're up with your trivia.
Hey, we love to give stuff away, you know. That's the thing. So I'm going to try to make this as easy as I can. Please listen to this song and tell me who did this song, who performed this song, who recorded this song. The number to call is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680 for the first person who knows who did this song. Music Man Chris.
And if you've never won before, now's the time to dial in because we'll put you in first, even if you call second or third. Chris, anybody, when they call in, put the person on first if they've never won before.
A first caller. And the
first
number
time,
to call
first
is
time caller get
seven.
First dibs.
Yep.
All right. Yep. I got the phone line blowing up. RAT now. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. 407-894-1680. If you know who did that song, because lots of people will know. And that's okay, because we want to give away a prize.
Yep, and we want to give a prize to the first person who's never won before.
That's even better.
If you've never won before, you're going in front of the line.
Yeah, we're like that, you know.
And if you, by the way, you can call in if you're sighted or vision impaired or blind, all three. Sighted, vision impaired or blind, you can call in. This show is for you. Sighted, vision impaired or blind, 407-894-1680.
Hey, that just shows you got to fit into one of those categories.
That's right.
You know, somewhere in between. So that covers all bases. We're inclusive right here. Yeah. Any nationality, we're all good with that. Just of course, you can always call in just to say hi. If you got something on your mind, that's okay too, because we can do that. We're just happy to. I hear a friendly voice is also good. So, but Chris is working on the phones. I think that there's probably at least three or four because we can only handle so many. We only have a few operators to take the call.
I got
call
a question for you while we're waiting.
Yeah.
Has anybody besides myself, has you ever been in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber? I'd like to hear if you've ever been in one.
Probably divers.
David, you know what I equated to at the drive-thru at the bank? You put your deposit slip and your money in those canisters.
Oh, yeah.
And then they pop the end shut, and I'm thinking, man, that's what it looks like. Michael's in the...
He's going to get sucked. All righty. Sucked through.
All righty, Dave. All righty, Dave. I think we got somebody who really wants to win. And first dibs, we got one on the phone line on this evening. I have...
Are they a first caller?
First-time caller.
Wow, how cool is that?
First-time caller. They're listening, and they're calling all the way from Kingsville, Florida.
Okay.
Where's that?
Let's
find out who's calling.
I'm asking the same question. The name is Darian from Kingsville, Florida. Darian, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Darian.
Okay. Hi. Yeah. for Facebook.
Yes.
Hi, Darian.
Hi, Darian.
Hi.
So nice that you called.
Thanks.
Did you hear
you called in.
Did you hear your shout-out?
Yeah, I wanted to.
So where are you located?
In Gainesville by University of Florida.
Gainesville.
You're in Gators.
I thought she said Kingsville.
I'm a big Gators fan myself, so.
I was trying to figure out where's Gainesville.
Yeah, I'm going back to school and getting my master's in special education, so it's good.
Wow, awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. Department of Blind Services is a great help. Yeah. And
wow,
now I have the answer to the question. It's the Rolling Stones.
Ah, you are correct, my friend. How did you know that?
Because I've heard it on the radio before. I'm 48 years old, so that's kind of stuff my parents would play when I was younger. So I didn't know that kind of music.
48, I was thinking you were like 28, but 48, you should know that song.
My voice is very young sounding.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait a second, David. So you're in Gainesville, Florida?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you a $10 gift card from, listen to this one, Sonny's Barbecue in Gainesville.
Yeah, they're actually really close by to my house.
Well, you just got yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's a Barbecue. When
Yay,
you want ribs
thank you.
And you want barbecue, that's the place to go, Sonny's Barbecue.
And we're so glad you called in for the first time and hopefully the first of many.
Yes.
And tell your friends.
I will. Thank you.
And most importantly, go Gators. And congratulations on going back to school. I think that is killer that you're going back for your master's. And if you would, you know, check back in with us and let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you.
I'd love to hear it.
So she's a young 48.
Yep.
Wow,
yes,
I'm impressed. I'm impressed, Arian. A young 48.
Call in anytime. Give your address so we can send you your prize.
Yep.
Yeah, stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Okay.
Give your address so we can send you Sonny's Barbecue.
That's terrific. Okay, great.
All right. Darian,
all right, Darian.
Shaker up there.
Darian, hold on. That's don't hang up. Stay right there. Hold on tight to your socks, all right?
Who
I'm coming right
to
you.
I'd like to say hello. Who else was on the line?
We had our good friend from Delray Beach calling in, Howie, but he's no longer there.
Oh, Howie. Okay.
Now, Mary Lynn called in earlier, and she wanted to thank you guys for the shout-out that you gave her.
Oh,
there you go.
That was sweet. You're welcome, Mary Lynn.
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
Thanks for taking good care of Michael every day.
Thanks for putting up with me, Mary Lynn.
Yeah, that's even more accurate.
That's nice you listened in, though. That's cool.
Yeah, she's
let me tell you something. She's a doll because she puts up with me every day. Let me tell you something.
The first couple of days were kind of
rough. Oh, yeah. I was a chicken the first couple of days.
Well,
I admit it.
I would be a chicken every day.
Hey, you know what? I will give you credit, though, Michael, because I think anybody would be chicken. So I wouldn't feel bad about that, man. That's a tough thing.
If you don't know what they do, you lay in this bed and you're outside of this chamber.
Yeah, chamber.
And then what they do.
Locked in?
No, not yet.
Oh.
No,
it's actually a suntan booth. He's just messing with you.
You're on this bed, and then they put towels around you and they do everything. And how you want your head? I said a little higher. Okay, fine. You feel comfortable? Yeah.
You can take a tissue in there.
You're not allowed to take anything. You can't take anything with you. Nothing. No cell phones. I had a Band-Aid from
the booster
shot. They took it off. But they're not allowed nothing on there.
They can't pipe music in or anything?
Not, you know, that's different. So I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
So you're on this bed. Then they say, okay, here we go. And they have a checkoff list. They check everything off. I say, okay, I'm ready. So then after I say I'm ready, then they push you on this track, and you go in the chamber. When you go in the chamber, then you hear the door close behind you.
Oh, man.
And the door closed behind you. So now I can put my hands above my head a little bit to the sides and everywhere around me. I can feel this glass and you're totally enclosed. And from your feet to your head, you're totally enclosed. There's doors on the front of you and the back of you, but they're all closed. The minute they close the door, the television goes on. Of course, I can't see it, but I can hear it. So I tell them to put on CNN, and there's a reason why I'm telling them to put on CNN, because I know, because
the next 15 minutes, your ears will pop every 5 seconds, because what happens is the minute they close those doors, you're diving. You hear this pressure going on, and your ears start to pop, and you hear this sound. It's like you're in the ocean, and I'm not nervous, but my ears are popping like crazy. And now I'm laying there, and I have CNN going on, because I know the commercials usually about 40, 50 seconds or a minute. So I know that you're diving first 15 minutes. So I have my mind set with these commercials and them talking. So when they go to break, I know. Then someone will say to me, "You want your movie?" And I always get a movie. So that's why because you're laying there for 2 hours in this chamber, 2 hours, and you can't move. So even though I can't see the movie, I can hear it. So I always have a movie that I know from the past, believe it or not, that there's a lot of talking, a lot of audio. But we're going to break. I'll talk more on the other side of the show. We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. I'll tell you more on the other side.
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay, don't go away.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483. Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.